This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Sunday, February 14th. God's word to you today is source dependent, and this is part 2. Our scripture reading is taken from 1 Chronicles 4, verse 10, from the Voice Translation, and it says, "He asked the Lord God of Israel, 'Please bless me and extend my territory. Let your hand be with me and guard me from harm, so I will not experience pain as my mother did.' And God did just that." It is the source that creates the stream. A stream that forgets its source will dry up. You will not forget your source, and you will not dry up, in the mighty name of Jesus. You must be deliberate about putting things in place to help you remember the Lord your God consistently. It is the source that creates the flow and the current. A stream that forgets its source will lose its flow and dry up. You will not dry up, and you will not lose your flow, in Jesus' name. Remembering the source, remembering the Lord your God, is a big deal because it preserves your streams and sustains the flow and the current of your streams. It is the source that creates the taste of the stream. James 3 verses 11 to 12 says, "Does a spring of water bubble out with both fresh and bitter water? Does a fig produce olives or a grapevine produce figs? No, you can't draw fresh water from a salty spring. If the source is salty, the taste will be salty. If the source is fresh, the taste will be fresh. So if you do not like the taste, check the source. If you do not like the taste of your life, check the source. Who is your source? It is the source that creates the streams, creates its flow, and creates the taste of the streams. Jabez did not like the taste of his streams, and the Bible records that Jabez went to the source, and the taste of his stream became sweet, according to 1 Chronicles 4, verses 9 to 10. 2 Kings 2, verse 19 says, "One day, the leaders of the town of Jericho visited Elisha. 'We have a problem, my lord,' they told him. 'This town is located in pleasant surroundings, as you can see, but the water is bad, and the land is unproductive.' If the water is bad, if the stream is bad, the land will be unfruitful. I pray in the name of Jesus that the streams of your body will be healed. I pray that the streams of your finances will be healed. I pray that the streams of your life will be healed. I pray that the streams of your mind will be healed in the mighty name of Jesus." 2 Kings 2 verses 20 to 22 says, "Elisha said, 'Bring me a new bowl with salt in it.' So they brought it to him. Then he went out to the spring that supplied the town with water and threw the salt into it. And he said, 'This is what the Lord says. I have purified this water. It will no longer cause death or infertility.' And the water has remained pure ever since, just as Elisha said." Elisha went to the source. For those of us that have had unpleasantly tasting streams, God will heal the source today in the name of Jesus. I pray that God will take away the barriers and heal the source. God wants to do amazingly new things. He wants to break forth with new streams. But for some of us, our lives have been successfully withheld and our streams have been dry. Yet for some, the source is even completely wrong. So what is coming from it is not pleasant and the life is not fruitful. God is going to change all that today in the mighty name of Jesus. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, you are the source of my streams. Its flow and taste come from you. Make my life a testimony of new streams of life. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.